Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment. This is episode 107. Wow, it's amazing. I've been doing this for over, almost 3 years. I've had, blocks of time where I didn't do it because of the couple hip surgeries and a couple of different other things. So, if I did, 52 a year, I'm under... Well, I still got a few months to go before my anniversary. I'm only maybe 20 or 30 under. What the hell am I talking about? Get back to work. Anyway, I think I skipped a week last week. It was Memorial Day weekend, and I just wasn't up to doing a podcast. I just wasn't up to it. And the way the podcast world works, I think I'm probably going to get more... disciplined, is that the right word? More consistent. Once I get my website up and I'll start sending out, I'll ask for email people to be on my email list, and once a week I'll send out a short little blurb about, a little kind of nice little entertaining little written thing, announce my podcast, possible live dates. Why am I talking like Richard Lewis? And that'll be that, and someday, in the future, things will change. I mean, right now, again, folks, it's do-it-yourself. I'm doing this all by myself. I don't have a producer. I'm the producer. Oh, who's making excuses now? Somebody's on the excuse train, and his name is Al. Hello, Al. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that you're not being consistent because you're doing it all by your little self. Shouldn't say little self, because I am gaining weight, folks. I know it. I can feel it. I hope I haven't gotten to another size yet. Oh, that'll be just whatever. I know what I got to do. As my father would say, you got to do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. You know what you got to do. My dad talks like a mob guy. Yeah, just been eating the wrong stuff. But not like... You know, funny thing is, I haven't been eating that much out, that much wrong stuff. But I think I kind of, it's a cumulative effect. And so I've gained a little bit of weight. And I've got a business thing coming up where I got to put on a suit that I haven't worn in a few years. And at the last time I wore it, it was way big on me. So I'm assuming it's going to be so big. And I'm probably going to have it taken in, I think. Maybe not. But no matter what. I love myself. See, I'm trying to love myself and love my body as I am. Not to get hung up on, hey, when I lose weight, I'll be great. You know what? I've been dealing with the weight issues all my life. It's just what it is. And if I want to really be honest with myself, which I don't know if I do, but I'm going to, I know the foods to eat and the things to do to get myself in a slimmer down and to keep it that way. It's just... the emotional aspect of overeating, okay? I think I'm lecturing again. I'm on a lecture circuit. But it's the emotional aspect. And there's been some emotional things going on. So I turn to food because I no longer have drugs and alcohol. You know, when I was doing my drugs and alcohol, I controlled my weight pretty good. Hey, I'm sure I was a little chunky. But it wasn't until I got sober that my weight ballooned. Therefore... I believe that drugs and alcohol are a perfect solution to your weight loss program. No, I'm just kidding. But, I had other things to, I would turn to that for solace. And it's a never-ending thing. I'm in therapy, folks. I'm in therapy. I got a great therapist. It's a therapy that's based in, it's called spiritual psychology is the modality that she works in. And so it's got a spiritual component to it, and it's really great. We've been doing this for 4 years. I've come a long way. She's helped me so much, and I love her. I freaking love the woman, and love her for everything that she's done for me. Anyway, I'm sitting here looking at where I'm recording this. I see all this. I have some cookies, a little bit of M&Ms, this sort of cream pie thing I bought at 7-Eleven last week. See, I fooled myself into thinking I just buy a lot of stuff, but I don't eat that much of it. But eventually, I get to it. And I met a guy this week in Gelson's who works there, and he was telling me that he went from like almost 300 pounds down to almost 200 pounds in a couple of years. He looks great, and of course he's younger than me, but you know, forget that. But anyway, so he, you know, and I said to him, hey, I do like I do with other, everybody I meet like that. Hey, guess what? You think I'm fat now? You should have seen me, and I show him my YouTube still. And then they go, wow, you really have, you know, so I can't keep going to YouTube, the fat Al from YouTube. I can't keep doing that and saying, well, there, I, you know, sure I was there, but I want to, you know, you want to get, I want to, not you want to, well, you want to too. I do want to, I'm going to have to put some intention into getting healthier, and that entails eating a certain way, even more so than exercise, because I lost a lot of weight, and I didn't exercise at all, because I couldn't, you know, hardly walk when I had the bad hips. So, but I can exercise now, and I kind of got lazy. You know, it's just, I don't want to beat myself up, but I feel like now I'm entering that territory. I was loving myself, and now I'm going into the beat yourself up territory. Forget about it! Because right after this, I'm going down to I'm going to Albertsons in Burbank, and I'm going to buy, I like to get their, they get this whole chicken. You know, I like to get the chicken, and, you know, I eat, like, half of it, and then the other half the next day, and I'll get this, what do you call it, tomato, cucumber, onion salad with some vinaigrette dressing or something like that. That's good stuff. And, I've said before, that place has the most unashamedly fat people shopping there. I haven't seen them lately. Maybe I've become one, because I'm deeply ashamed. I've never been comfortable with being overweight. But maybe I'm more comfortable now because I know that, I'm more comfortable talking about it. Because, you know what, it's an issue, folks. Food is, all right, enough with the food. So anyway, I'm going to Albertsons, and there's a kid that works there who bags the groceries. And incidentally, you know, in Los Angeles, they've banned plastic bags. They banned plastic bags, like, at the checkout stand. They won't give them you anymore. And if you want a paper bag, you got to pay 10 cents for each bag. And that money goes to the city. And it's like a money thing. As a friend of mine pointed out, a guy I hadn't seen in a while, we met up in Ralph's one day, and he said, this whole store is filled with plastic all over the place. It's all baloney. But anyway, but in Burbank, they're still on the plastic standard. It's like the gold standard. The plastic standard. And so they had nothing but plastic. They didn't get double plastic bags, and, you know. So anyway, there's this kid that works there. His name is Red. It said on his name tag, Red, R-E-D-D. And got glasses, dark hair. And I said to him, Red, hey! I said something about Red Fox, right? And he goes, he looked at me like blankly. You know, I might have talked about this already. Did I talk about this? Well, I hope not. Let me just double check here, folks. I don't think I talked about this. I meant to talk about it. Oh, man, if I talked about this already, please forgive me. Please forgive me, folks. No, I don't think I talked about it. Anyway, I guess it's been on my mind for like 2 weeks. That's why. Because it happened right after I did episode 106. I went there and this happened. So it's been 2 weeks going on. I remember it. So I said something about Red Fox and he had no idea who I was talking about. And I realized he's a young guy. He's like probably early 20s. And then another one of his partners, a young guy, they never heard of Red Fox. And Red Fox, you know what? I think I did talk about this. No, forget about it. I didn't. Anyway, so Red Fox was famous, right? I mean, come on, when I was a kid and a young adult, he was famous. Famous. A successful comedian. It didn't end up very well for him. He got in trouble with the tax people, and they kind of abused him. You know, he didn't know how to handle his money. And because we're not taught to handle our money. That's the thing. And anyway, and now he's gone. And now, people like this guy, Red, he doesn't never even heard of Red Fox, which shows you how fleeting fame is. You know, it's only going to be a... Anyway, this to me, for some reason, I feel like I talked about this already. But anyway, I apologize if I keep mentioning this. I did! I did talk about it. Oh my God. There it is. I did. Oh, I did talk about that. Okay. I'm sorry. If you want to delete that part, I'm not going to delete it. See, this is the deal-with-yourself part. I had more to talk about Red. That's the thing. Okay. Ixnay on the other stuff. So, one day, last week, I'm there, and see, I knew I had talked about that already. Okay. Can I calm down? One day, I'm over at Albertson's, and I see Red, and he's, like, walking out the door. See, there's another guy that works there, a little bit older guy. No, a lot older guy. And he seems, I don't know if he's, like, got a mental disability. Well, he's got some kind of disability, mental disability. And he makes weird noises. And he seems to be able to function as a bagger. But I don't know. If I have my, you know, druthers, I want Red. So I saw that guy was there, and Red was walking out the door. And I go, Red, where are you going? He goes, I'm going on my break. Oh, he's from Morocco. I'm going on my break. Maybe I told you already. He's from Morocco. I'm going on my break. I go, hey, no. Before you go on your break, get over here. Because I really wanted him. I preferred him than the other guy, okay? Call me politically incorrect. Or call me irresponsible. Call me politically correct. Call me irresponsible. Anyway, so he comes in and bags my stuff. And the cashier guy goes, hey, well, you know, you're going to buy him a turkey or a chicken leg or something like that or whatever. And I go, oh, you're going on your break? I said, you know what? What are you going to get? I'll buy it for you. Because I thought, you know, like a tip thing. You know, like, I'll treat you, man, because you're a good guy and you're a nice guy. And he said, no, I can't. I can't accept tips. I could be fired for that. I go, oh, really? And I turned to the guy who's the checker. A very mature man. He said, yeah, that's true. We can't accept tips. Oh, wow. So I said, okay, so I'm going out. But he, you know, Red grabs me outside. He goes, but what you could do is you could call the number and you could say that I did a good job and then they will give me a gift card. I said, okay, I'll do that. So I call up the main headquarters, I guess, call center, and I report this guy Red as being... you know, fantastic, you know, and you know, the girls ask me, well, what was it about your experience with him that was so great? I go, you know, he just seemed to be very personable and, you know, went beyond, just seemed like to really cared. I don't know, I was making up stuff, you know. What I was going to say, he was going to go on a break, and I didn't want to deal with the other guy that makes weird noises, so I got Red. So I gave him a good report, and she goes, that's fantastic. That's that, we'll, you know, report it, and I gave her the right address, and I moved on. Next time I went there, which I think was the next day, because, yeah, it was Memorial Day weekend, so I went there 2 days in a row. Red saw me, and he goes, oh, yeah, you know, they got the report, you know, but they didn't give me a gift card. You know, they gave me these, you know, some kind of thing to, like, play a game, like you could win something, play the game. They go, oh, really? That's kind of weird. He goes, yeah, the manager yesterday doesn't give gift cards. He goes, but the manager today will give gift cards if you want to call again. And I'm like, all right, Red, now we're overstepping a boundary. I'm not calling again. I didn't say that to him, but I was just like, I did what I did. I tried to do it. I gave him a good report. It's in his file. I'm sorry you didn't get a gift card. You should have got a gift card, but you didn't get one. So I'm sorry. Then I went to Gelson's last week, and there was a food truck parked outside, and it was giving out, it wasn't selling food, it was giving out samples of this product, I believe it was called Beyond Meat, which is a plant-based food, and I think it was peas, I'm not sure exactly, it wasn't tofu, it wasn't soy, and it was, they were giving out tacos, chicken flavored and beef flavored, and you know, the guy was extolling, is that the correct word? The amazing features of this Beyond Meat. And so, you know, people were there and they were eating it. And they were enjoying it. I tried it and I was floored. Folks, I would defy anybody, at least that day, in that moment, the way it was cooked, to tell me the difference between that being chicken or not chicken, not being beef or not being beef. You know, and the guy who was giving it out was saying, you know, there's no, you know, cholesterol, there's no, you know, it's just a bit, it's just healthier for you, you know. And so I, you know, when I like something, you know, because I have, you know, I talk so much, I got the gift of gab, I go in the store because I had to do a little bit of shopping, not much. And I'm going around the store talking about this Beyond Meat. Have you tried the Beyond Meat? And at one point, I run into a guy from the butcher slash fish department that I know. So I start talking to him, and he goes, "Oh, stay away from them. They're Satan." I go, "Satan? What are you talking about?" He goes, "They're, you know," I said something like with him and I, used, you know, we kind of bust each other's balls, you know, and it's just like, hey, you know, so we're usually kidding each other, and so I said, "Well, you're Satan. What are you talking about?" And then he started to get defensive, saying that they're going to put me out of business. You know, like everybody's going to switch off meat in a day, right? This is the kind of thing that, you know, well, it's going to take, you know, if we ever we get off eating animals, or should we get off eating animals? Because his feeling was, animals are, we're supposed to eat animals. That's what he said. He goes, animals are here for us to eat. Now, okay, I can understand that school of thought, and I am sort of, I got one foot in that school, one foot out of that school, because of the internet, I've seen so many, you know, videos of animals doing stuff. I mean, animals, like, I just saw just one where the cat saved a little boy. A little boy was getting attacked by a dog. And a cat came and just, you know, got the dog off the boy. I mean, stuff like that makes you wonder, like, all right, wait a minute. Maybe we're not supposed to be eating animals? Maybe animals and us are supposed to, you know, I don't know. It just, you know, if I could talk to the animals, just imagine it. Time chatting with a chimp and chimpanzee. Little Sammy Davis Jr. there. Oh, people, who's Sammy Davis Jr.? I bet you there's a billion people out there now saying that. Jeez. However, people still would know who Frank Sinatra is, okay? It's by my Beatles, by last week, my Beatles Rolling Stone analogy. People are going to know the Beatles for centuries. The Stones may be more of a footnote, okay? Enough of that. So I felt like I, you know, I had to back down because the guy was getting a little heated about the whole, you know, taking away business from him. So I moved on, and that was that. And I haven't bought the product, but apparently it's in the frozen organics section, and I guess you just put it in your microwave and eat it. You know, I don't know. We'll see. And then yesterday I'm at Gelson's, and they had this girl, she was giving out samples of meatballs and sausages. Real stuff, the real stuff. You know, stuff that animals died for. And, quite frankly, quite tasty. You know, it's just like chocolate. You know, 90% of the world's chocolate is supposedly, or is made by slave labor, or is grown by slave labor. You know, something weird like that. It's... You know, but have I given up chocolate? You know, I'm sorry. I feel so guilty today. So I'm in Ralph's the other day. And I'm walking, you know, shopping. It was like last week. And I see a girl I know named Ingrid. And she's talking to a lady, like a middle-aged lady. Kind of attractive middle-aged lady. And I go, and I see her. And I go, "Hey, Ingrid." And then the lady goes, "Oh, your name is Ingrid." And I look, and Ingrid is wearing a button that says, "My name is Kathy." I go, "What's with the button?" She goes, "Ah, you know, I guess she left her button at home. I don't know, whatever." So the lady goes, "Oh, you told me your name was Kathy." And there was a little, ha, ha, ha. And then I moved on. And as I moved on, I'm on another part of the store, and I come face to face with this woman. And she brings up, "Oh, that, I thought her name was Ingrid. It was Kathy. Ha, 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 ha." And then she kind of stops to talk to me, and I'm thinking, hey, is this woman, is she showing me love? You know, is she showing me some love? Am I supposed to, like, make some kind of man moves here? But something just told me no, just keep going. So, you know, I made a little comment, and I kept going. And then I went back around, and I run into Ingrid again, And then I was thinking, I said to Ingrid, I said, that lady, oh, I just ran to that lady, and then at that moment, that lady comes back towards us. And so she's like, oh, you know, I thought your name was Kathy, and we ran into each other, And then she starts to, and then I go, wait a minute. That lady's wearing a name tag, too, like a button, too. I don't get it. Why are you shopping? Why are you wearing, you know? So what? So it said, the button said, I lost 10 pounds of fat. Ask me how. And I go, oh, how'd you do it? She goes, oh, Herbalife. And I go, oh, that's right. Herbalife is the ask me how people. Decades ago, I tried Herbalife, and I did lose weight, but I immediately put it back. I don't know what's in the Herbalife that makes you lose the weight, but I lost it, and I was much younger then, and I'm not willing to go back to Herbalife and spend my, you know, I did Herbal, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results. I think Albert Einstein coined that phrase, and I don't think I'm gonna argue with that genius, okay? So anyway, so she starts telling me about Herbalife and how great it is, and blah, blah, blah. And she wants my phone number, and I'm saying, I don't want to give you my phone number. I tell her I already did it before. She goes, oh, the product has changed. I'm thinking, I'm sure it's changed. It's probably, you know, three times as expensive as it was in 1985 or whatever. Whenever I, no, 88 when I did it. So, or something like that, 88, yeah. So I'm going, okay. Then she gives me her card. And I go, okay, fine. And then she goes, I really think you should give me your number. And, you know, she, like, you know, lulled me into a weird false thing. You know, and I lose, you know, with women, I lose all my street wisdom. And I gave her my number. I gave her my, all right, here's my number. And then she moved on, and I moved on. And I was talking to Ingrid, and Ingrid goes, yeah, she asked for my number, too. You know, and I said, did you give her your number? She goes, I gave her a fake number. I thought, of course. Why was my street wisdom detector not doing that? So, you know, I started joking that, you know, this woman's walking around Ralph's looking for fat people. And this girl, you know, she's a little chunky. You know, and I'm, you know, maybe I'm described now as more than a little chunky, but not like I used to be. And so she's, like, walking around trolling for Herbalife victims, you know, Herbalife customers, whatever. And so I get a call from her. I guess it was right after Memorial Day. She leaves a message on my voicemail. I should play it for you. No, I won't play it for you. Basically, she said, hey, you know, oh, because I said to her, don't call me a lot, okay? Please don't call me a lot. And so she called me, and she said, hey, you know, I met you, and you told me not to call you a lot. And I said, this is my first time calling you. Which indicates this, because there's going to be some follow-up calls. I can feel it. You know, I just wanted to talk to you about Herbalife and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I know. When I saw her in the store, she said she was having a meeting at her house the next day. You know, it's a multi-level marketing thing. You know, I get involved. I get into it, and I wear a button. Look for other fat people. And she's telling me, I'm not a button wearer. But this one stuff was so good. So I drank the Kool-Aid. I drank the Herbalife. So fine, whatever. So she leaves me a message. I couldn't make the meeting anyway. I had a prior commitment. But even if I didn't have the prior commitment, I wouldn't be going. I didn't tell her that. But anyway, so she leaves me the message stating, you know, we met, blah, 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 and, you know, let's talk about the Herbalife thing. And I have not returned a call. And then I considered blocking her number. But I thought, you know what, come on, man up, man. You don't have to block her number. You can always just say, look, you can always just not answer her calls. And eventually she'll get the message, you know? And then eventually you'll block her. Or, I don't know, maybe next time she calls, I'll just text her back and say, look, you know, I'm not really interested in pursuing this. Thank you for your interest, and good luck to you. Maybe that's what I'll do. That might be the more manning up thing to do. Okay. I know, she's just trying to sell it, you know, and I respect that, but I'm not interested. That's a hard no in the sales business, okay, folks? That's called a hard no. Actually, that's a super hard no. All right. Again, that's a wrap on episode 107. You know, I do enjoy doing these. And I was reading a thing that the other day about, you know, doesn't matter how many people you're reaching. It matters, you know, the quality of, like, are you touching anybody? You know, are you reaching anybody? I mean, as far as, like, not in terms of numbers, but in terms of, you know, maybe you're moving people, you're entertaining people. And I think I am. I know a couple people that are enjoying this. And that's good enough for me right now. And I'll figure out a way to market this later on, especially once I get my website up. You know, then things are going to change. Then things are going to change around here. I'm getting ready to do some stand-up. I'm going to do some an open mic soon. I got to just man up on that one, too. You know, get over my little fear. I'm just going to go up there with, excuse me, a little allergy thing. I'm going to go up there with, you know, some old stuff. You know, you only get 5 minutes at these things, so it should be fine. And I just want to get my sea legs back. My stand-up comedy legs. Okay. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment.